In the NFL, there is no margin for error. As you know, one mistake can change the outcome of an entire game. That's the same thing about your life and making sure you get the proper sleep so you get done in your day exactly what you want, because you're focused and you have everything in order. And the people who can help you do that are our friends at Sleep Number. Their mission is to provide the players of the NFL and you with data and insights to optimize your sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Don't just take my word for it. How about 95% of the Los Angeles Rams? They've got a Sleep Number bed. 80% of the Kansas City Chiefs, they have a Sleep Number bed. 90% of the Vikings have a Sleep Number bed. You should have a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference because we can adjust our side of the bed to the exact firmness that we want and allows for working out or recovery. It's game-changing. So if you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store right now. See your store or sleepnumber.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Welcome. Ohtani hammers one deep right field.
I knew he hit a home run because I heard it from the other room.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Somebody else hits a home run, it's not the same noise as when Ohtani does it.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Is he a Hall of Famer right now? If he doesn't play another game.
Earlier on the show, Syracuse quarterback Kyle McCord. Packers quarterback Jordan Love. Former MLB commissioner Bud Selig. Coming up, Alabama linebacker Giaud Campbell. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on the Roku Sports Channel, as well as this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate on the Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. If you missed our first 2 hours, we've been all over the map. Former commissioner of Major League Baseball, Bud Selig, was on the program in support of the documentary Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. A fantastic documentary that's available right now on the Roku channel for free. We also had on the show Jordan Love, zooming in from Green Bay, Wisconsin, where we're going to be next week for the draft. Speaking of, we had Kyle McCord on in hour number one. He's a draftee hailing from the state of New Jersey, as is our next guest joining us now here on the Rich Eisen Show, another guy, Jersey Strong, by way of the IMG Academy and University of Alabama, Giaud Campbell, here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, sir. How are you?
Thank you. What's up, Rich? How you doing, man? Hey, I like the intro you got going on, man.
Hey, listen, this is what I do for a living. You know?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I do for a living? I take other programs, with all due respect to them, and figuratively put them on their ass. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I do.
That's how you feeling?
Yeah.
So I might need to call that. I might need to call that number that I've seen.
Oh yeah. Okay. When Ray Lewis went on ESPN's Sunday morning football show against mine, yeah, I told Ray that I come out of the smoke at 9 a.m. Eastern on NFL Network every single Sunday.
And okay,
and as you can see, I'm living to tell the tale.
You're the hammer, not the nail.
Oh, no. I handle my business, is essentially what I'm saying.
Okay. I respect.
What pre-snap, what goes through your mind when you know you've got to get the quarterback? Walk me through it.
I mean, really, you know, so first, you know, I'm looking at the down the distance, you know, what down is it? And I'm just waiting for the call. And I think my biggest thing is indicators, you know, just different tells that I can see in different formations. Like if it's a 2x2 set and it's 10 personnel, then I know more than likely it's going to be a run. If it's 12 personnel, you know, two tight ends in the game, I know. And the O-line, like they look really heavy with their hands just sitting down. I know that, you know, I'm getting ready to, you know, anticipate any type of run action coming toward me. Duo, inside zone, outside zone, counter, you name it. So those are different things I look at.
So, I mean, that might be the intellectual side of your brain, Jahan? Is there a part of your brain that says see ball, get ball? Like, that's it? End of story?
I mean, it's on tape. I mean, it does, you know, just sometimes, you know, you got to, you know, just be a football player and, you know, not even think, especially as a linebacker. And just, I mean, you know, once you see the ball break off the queue, you got to go get to the ball.
Sure. So
that's the same thing for LB.
So. Right. So how did you get to that position? Did you always play that side of the ball or no?
So no. So I was playing edge in high school, right? And, you know, just coming to Alabama, I had to meet with Saban. Mind you, I just knew Sam and Jack linebacker, and Saban was like, yeah, man, you know, can you play well linebacker? I'm like, yeah, mind you, I don't even know what this position is. So he said, you know what that is? I said, nah. He said, okay, well, that's our middle linebacker position. You know, we'll be using you in the box. And, you know, obviously sometimes, you know, in the apex or, you know, on the edge. And I was like, okay, definitely. So, you know, that point right there is where I was like, all right, let's do it. Like, let's lock it in. And, you know, we're going to go for a ride. You know, we're going to accept this challenge and we're just going to keep on pushing with it. So.
So Saban was the one who looked at you and said, this is more than just an edge rusher, is what you're saying.
Definitely, yeah.
What's it like being coached by him in that regard? I mean, if he sees something in you.
It's a little challenging. I don't know. You could be coached by him. I don't know, Rich.
I understand, you know.
It's definitely good, you know, just being with Coach. And, I mean, the years that I was with him, which was my freshman and sophomore year, you see him exactly right there. Just, I mean, he literally straight chewed people out. I mean, you know, the first year I was there was definitely a lot of that. But then, you know, it grew into having a better relationship and, you know, just having a better understanding of what football was and, you know, just how to play linebacker and what my role was for the team. So I definitely appreciate him, you know, for just letting me be the player of who I, you know, became to be. So
then this is a perfect segue to the question I ask every Alabama player. And when I say every Alabama player, I've asked this of Tua.
What's the best Saban story?
No. What's the most pissed off you've ever made him?
Ooh. Yeah. He was up here. He got up here. It was like out of the screen. Yeah, it was bad. I remember this one. I think we was playing like cover seven. And I was supposed to be playing cut, and I cut like the tight end the wrong way. He threw the straw hat down. He got pissed off. And mind you, like he didn't say Jihad. He said Campbell. He said, "Come on, 30." You know, that was back then when I was wearing number 30 jersey. So it's a lot of Saban stories for sure.
So that was the most angry you've ever made him—a hat throwing, red faced mess is what you're saying on that point.
Yeah, I mean it was a couple of times, but that one for sure was when I was like, I know I gotta pick this up, definitely.
Well, I mean, again, he's Nick Saban. You don't want to disappoint him, and you also don't want to be on the business end of that sort of thing. Were you ever on the business end of a D's nuts joke, Jahan, with him? I went there.
D's nuts, nah.
No?
Pause right there.
See?
I like that.
Hey, listen, I've been around, so I've heard a lot about Nick, but that's
so
pretty.
You know a lot of different jokes, yeah.
Oh, I certainly do. All right, let's talk about your current draft journey. Who have you visited with in person, Jahan?
I mean, definitely, you know, a lot of teams at this point. You know, just I think the biggest thing about this process right here is really, you know, just connecting with everybody and really, you know, just seeing familiar faces and. You know, creating that bond and that relationship with these coaches.
So how many visits? Like, all right, that was a great answer. But, you know, I need names. Who have you visited? Where have you personally gone?
All 32, all 32, Rich.
You've talked to all 32? All 32 teams. There's not a single one that hasn't been on your Zoom screen or who'd you go?
Rich. I wish I could have brought you all 32.
Okay. I would have loved to have been there. I'll be a fly on the wall. You know, I'd be the fly on that wall. Who did you go to in person, though? An in-person visit. Where'd you go?
It was a couple of them. It was a decent amount of them.
Why don't you want to tell me?
We just going to find out, you know, what team, like, man, you know, next Thursday.
Okay.
We're going to figure it out. We too close to the finish line right now, man.
So what do you think? Right. Like, that might piss somebody else off that you went and visited somebody? I mean, you're top talent, man. This makes sense that everyone wants you.
You know? For sure.
Okay. Boy, yeah. I feel like I can't. You are fast. You know, you are fast. You're tough to track down. Sideline to sideline. You're going sideline to sideline on me right now.
Sideline to sideline right now.
Okay. So you're going to be in Green Bay, correct? You will be there for the draft?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
Who's going to be with you? Who are you going to bring?
So I'm going to bring mom, dad, grandparents, my two uncles, and my two brothers.
Okay. So it's family, and you're going to go there. And what do you think that moment's going to be like when you hear your name?
It's going to be exciting. You know, just, I mean, really seeing everything just come to light. You know, everything that I worked for and that I prayed for. And, you know, just all my accomplishments just coming to light. And, you know, truly believing in myself and, you know, my whole support system, you know, my whole foundation that's going to be with me, you know, that believing and trusting in me, you know, along the journey. So
when did you start dreaming about playing in the NFL? When did that happen?
When I was in the womb. I want to say 4 years old, definitely.
A young bull.
That's when I knew, you know, just running around trying. I was actually like 4 years old trying to play with like 6 year old, 7 year old trying to run around. So that's when I knew, like,
So you were taking down kids your senior many times, is what you were saying when you were there in New Jersey.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So who was your guy growing up? Who were you a fan of growing up? Then
who was I a fan of?
Yeah, who were you saying I want to be like this guy? Who was that?
It's actually crazy because I was a receiver, right? So I was looking at like Megatron, like Julio Jones, you know, which is a former B-side 5 Brotherhood player from Bama now. And I mean, that was really it. Like at the time, like it was receivers that I loved to watch because I play offense.
Okay, so does that mean you can high point the football here? Is that what you're saying?
Come on, yeah. Easy. I mean, I got a long wingspan. I hope I can do it.
No, I know that, but I mean, you know, sometimes guys get moved to defense because they have the term I've heard, hands like feet.
No. These hands is like glitz and glamour over here. But you know, I got moved to defense. You know, because I was being a little aggressive on the offensive side.
So. What? Off a lot of OPI? A lot of OPI from you? Is that what you're saying?
No, man.
What do you mean? Like somebody's trying to get you within 5 yards and you just run them over? Is that what you're talking about?
Nah, I don't know. I just started getting too aggressive and I moved to defense. And I mean, ever since then, I loved it. You know, I was playing a whole bunch of stuff on defense, like safety. I was playing 4-eye, 3-tech, all defensive line work, edge rush work. And then I kind of like played backer like a couple plays here and there.
So let me understand this. Are you saying Travis Hunter isn't the only guy who can play both sides of the ball in this year's draft?
I don't know, man. Travis, my dog, but I don't know. Yeah.
So what do you mean?
Rich, I just need an opportunity. That's it.
I'm giving you the opportunity here. So, you know,
it's offense, man. That's
what I'm saying. You know, I mean, if that's the way you were, you know, introduced to the sport of football. Yeah. So you know Travis? He's your dog, you said?
Through the football world, you know, and that's being at the Under Armour All-American game, really, you know, that's what I really seen. Like, that kid was definitely, he was going to blow up for sure. I mean, you know, everybody know, obviously, that kid is definitely something special.
Not bad.
Impressional.
So we have of many draft experts on this program. Before I send you on with the rest of your day, Jihad, Mike Mayock, who I go way back in the day with, he's got a higher grade on you than Abdul Carter, is what he says. So what do you think of when you hear something like that, Jihad?
Hey, man, I just put the work in. I don't even worry about all that stuff. I just put the work in. You know, stay down till I come up, man. I mean, that's the motto. So
okay. So when there's a team on the clock. Next Thursday night, and your name is on the draft board. What do you want them to know about who they would get if they hand in your name on their card?
Definitely, for sure. I mean, obviously, of course, a relentless football player, definitely. But, you know, just outside of football and, like, the person that I am that's going to be in that organization, in that facility, is a very genuine connecting person. You know, I love to, you know, pour out great energy. I love to be around great vibes, you know, and I also like to be in the community as well. So I love the impact of it.
So that's what they're getting if they draft Jihad Campbell.
Definitely.
All right, before I let you go, you want to pound the table for Jalen Milroe, who's going to be available? Pound the table for Jalen Milroe, who's going to be available. What do you think? You like, yeah? Something. Yeah. What do you think of him as a possible pro quarterback, John?
I mean, Jalen is a guy that's definitely great. You know, he's a great quarterback, and I definitely love for him. You know, just playing against him in practice and, you know, just really understanding, you know, what he sees and, you know, how he view things. And, I mean, obviously, I know his speed is one thing, but, you know, his ball accuracy and, you know, how far he can throw the ball, like, that's sky high for sure. He's a great leader. He's a great impactor to his community, you know, to our program, you know, when we was at Bama. Jalen, I mean, he's an all-around guy. You know, a lot of people don't really know about him really, but he's a funny, he's a character type of dude for sure.
Okay.
I love being around him.
All right. Very good. Yeah, I asked him I forget what his answer was, the most pissed off he ever made Saban, but everybody has. Just understand that. I don't think we've ever had one Alabama player go, no, I never did. You know, everybody's done it. So it's
amazing. I mean, especially, well, yeah, I definitely did because, you know, just being on defense and really, you know, just play after play and, you know, just different games and different situations. Like, it was definitely cruel for sure. Like, nothing was easy. Nothing was obviously, you know, satisfied or anything complacent around the building. So, you know, it was like you damn near, like, you came in the building with your butthole tight sometimes.
I bet.
It's
a pleasure chatting with you, Jihad. Congrats on everything to this point. Congrats to your family on being a week away from the dream being realized. And I look forward to where you wind up and come back on anytime. Certainly if you're here in Los Angeles, I'd love to meet you in person. For sure.
Are you located in LA, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay, yeah, I'll definitely come out there and see you, Rich.
You know,
sure.
I mean, for sure. There's many reasons to come on out here. Maybe, you know, if the Chargers somehow get you, I mean, right across the street. They were across the street. Rams are on, you know, as the crow flies, not too far. So, all good.
Yeah, okay, Ben, we're good.
Yeah, and just remember, I come out of the smoke, all right?
I got you.
All right.
Remember that, Rich. You come out of the smoke.
I come out of the smoke. I might not look like that guy.
All bark, no bite.
Oh, I've got a bite, sir. I've got a bite. I'm just being on my best behavior for you. That's all.
I feel you. I respect you.
All right. Thank you, Jihad. Greatly appreciate it. And these were good times, weren't they?
Yeah, these nuts.
All right, take care, Jihad. That's Jihad Campbell, everybody. I don't really do a D's nuts joke with the prospects, but... He looked like he would enjoy that.
He did.
he's still laughing.
I like Jihad, man. That's funny, man.
See, I get along with Jersey people. I get along with Jersey people.
He hit you with the pause.
Pause. All right. Yeah, he might be one of the guys who lifts the commissioner.
Yeah.
Very
he
possible.
Looks like a commissioner lifting
very,
type character,
very
right?
Possible.
I wish we could have snuck that in there, you know.
No, I don't want to put that in anybody's mind gate.
Well, you just put these nuts.
No,
jokes
dude,
in the
dude,
mind.
dude. The commissioner may have some lower lumbar situations that don't need to be disrupted.
Hey, man, look, when you're happy and excited, you know,
a man might be a San Francisco 49er,
dude. Him next to Fred Warner?
Yeah, no.
What? I don't know. I don't think he lasts that long.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, really. I think that's a top 10 draft choice we just hung up on the Zoom with.
Carolina Panther? New York Jet?
Oh, who does Mayock have? Mayock has him landing in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, yeah. But that was before.
And the Mayock draft.
That was before the Derek Carr news.
He said, no, that's not true.
Well, it was. He said it last week before the Derek Carr stuff.
But we kicked off the Monday conversation, Chris.
I understand.
Asking him, does that change anything? And he said no. As a matter of fact, last we left off the Mayock draft that's going to be completed on Monday's show in advance of us leaving for Green Bay. He is not. Doesn't have Shedeur Sanders in a landing spot yet. Come on, popping it up there. The Mayock draft. He's got Jihad Campbell at 9. So. He's got Jalen Walker. Oh, my bad. He's got Jalen Walker's the one he's got a higher grade on than Abdul Carter.
Yeah, really likes Jalen Walker.
Understood. Right. But there's Jahan, who, by the way, thank God, I should have asked, told him he worked out.
Oh, at the combine.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a break. Aaron Rodgers has spoken. And spoiler alert, if you're a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers front office, I'd have Jackson Dart on speed dial. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. We know just how fast your life moves. You have bills to pay, mouths to feed, and not a lot of free time. That's why we created an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on. It can save you time and money with new lightning-fast direct deposit setup, and it offers checking accounts with ATM refunds and no service fees. Plus, whether you have credit or not, you can build your credit score with the new ability to report on-time bill payments. And with personalized financial insights on My Making Sense, the ability to view all your accounts in one place, custom notifications, and 24/7 fraud protection, you can get a full picture of your finances. So if you want an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on, sign up today. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available Blind Spot View Monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Mike Del Tufo over there, when Justin Hartley of This Is Us was here on Friday, he planks weights on his back. Okay, there he is, putting plank after plank. Those are 45 pounds. He waves on more weight. See, come on, let's get some more. Right? Del Tufo sees this and goes, I could do that, is what he said. And Mike, he said he would do 145. Now we took that when you say when he can do 145, how much weight do you think that means? Just off
145. Point.
Right.
No. No. One plate that weighs 45 pounds.
How long do you say you can do that?
A minute. Come on.
All right, here we go.
Mike, get off your knees.
Go to the right spot in your mind now. Go to the right spot in your mind, buddy. Come on. Look at him. All we see is the finish line, baby. All we see
coach
is
him up,
victory.
Irv.
That's
coach
all
him up.
See. Victory is simple, baby.
Ooh.
Right
uh-oh,
now,
uh-oh.
Don't worry
uh-oh.
About the
okay.
body, baby. Our mind's controlling our body. Our
preach,
body
Michael, preach.
Our mind. We got this, baby. We got the. We gonna show the world. That's what you're about to show.
What do we got?
Show the world, baby. Don't worry about it.
Just only 24 seconds.
Don't worry about it.
Flatten out.
Don't worry
Mike.
About it. You got two blocks out. All right. You got two blocks gone.
Halfway home.
You got two blocks gone. You
halfway
got two
home.
More go. All see, just see that finish line. Look at the glory. Look at your chest touching the tape. Get your chest on that tape. Look at you, baby.
20
you're
seconds to go.
In. You're coming in 20 seconds, baby. You can finish this, man. We can do this.
I do that every day, people, at the gym.
I can't tell.
I do.
That may be Mariucci's best line in all of his appearances in the 10-plus years history of this show.
I can't tell.
It was so quick.
Can't tell.
He was so quick with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do that every day, people. Can't tell. Oh, my God. Fantastic. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. While we have been on the air, our friend Pat McAfee on his show got Aaron Rodgers zooming in. And as we know, everybody in Pittsburgh and certainly in the national media in advance of next week's draft in his old place of business are eager to find out what's he thinking and why is it taking so long. From our perspective, it's taking long.
Indeed.
Because we're about a week away from the Steelers needing to know if that first round draft choice should be used on a quarterback, unless it doesn't matter, right? That Rodgers is 41 and they need to get that next young Turk in regardless. And we spoke to Jordan Love in hour two of this show. Goes to show you, you can get the young Turk in and 2 years later, kind of works out. So, and if you can get MVP seasons out of Aaron Rodgers at ages 41 and 42 in the process, and maybe win your division and threaten to go even deeper and have a better result than what he had in his final years in Green Bay, then guess what? That's something you got to do. And the Steelers let the quarterback room that they had last year walk and re-signed Mason Rudolph. And it sure looks like the spot for Aaron Rodgers is still there. So why isn't he making a move? What is up with that? Well, reading this, there's two ways to go with this conversation. The what now and what happened. We'll do the what now. Because he went into what happened with the Jets.
He did.
The what now, a quote from our friend Rap Sheets' Twitter account. Rodgers says, quote, "I'll set it all straight." This is one of the first things he said to Pat. "From the jump," meaning right now in this conversation, "I'm in a different phase of my life. I'm 41 years old. I'm in a serious relationship. I have personal commitments I've made and people in my inner circle battling difficult stuff. To make a commitment to a team is a big thing." End quote. Well, that's sure enough doesn't sound like a guy who's thinking about playing football. And I'll tell you what, this is what his answer was in specific, being asked about what he's told the Steelers, who you have to think glued to ESPN in their home offices as Pat made this appearance. Even though I'm sure Pat has told them all this, they're keen to hear it fresh from the proverbial horse's mouth 1 week before the draft.
Listen, this entire time, I haven't felt like I owed anybody some sort of decision at any point. This is my life. Like I said, things are different now. My life is different. My personal life is different. I have stuff in the inner circle that, you know, I'm intimately close to that. It's really important to me. And I've been upfront with him. About that, and said, "Listen, if you need to move on, if you need to do something, by all means, like nothing but love and respect. If that's a decision that needs to be made, but there's been no deadline, and yeah, I've talked to Mike T many times.
Mike T being Mike Tomlin, yep. he mentioned that he went to Pittsburgh just to take a look at it. Obviously, he wanted to take a personal look at it, and he loves Tomlin and."
He was saying how he snuck in, Rich. He rented a Malibu to be low-key.
Yeah. Right.
You know, kind of drove in the facility. Only like three people from the Steelers even knew he was going to be there. So it wasn't like he was trying to do it for publicity. He tried to be low-key.
Yeah, I mentioned that he's talked to a bunch of teams and that said he was, you know, he's dealing with non-football issues, as he alluded to, but said none of this is about money. He noted he'd played for $10 million. He doesn't care, whatever, he said.
Here's that soundbite I just mentioned.
You know, I'm in a different phase of my life. I'm 41 years old. I'm in a serious relationship. I have off the field stuff going on that requires my attention. I have personal commitments I made, not knowing what my future was going to look like after last year, that are important to me. And I have, you know, a couple of people in my inner circle who are really battling some difficult stuff. So I have a lot of things that are taking my attention and have beginning in really January away from football. That's been where I've been focusing most of my attention on. You know, to make a commitment to a team is a big thing, whether you're a first-year player or a 20-year vet.
Now, listen, I'm sure there's many naysayers. I'm sure Rodgers would refer to them as haters that will view this as just posturing and stances to get what he wants out of the Steelers. I don't see that personally. I mean, what I see is it sounds like. I mean, you could also see it on the screen. He looks great.
He does.
And I don't know if it was the light from the Pacific Ocean, from what looked like he could be sitting on the deck of his Malibu home.
Yep.
Right. You're 41 and you're looking at that ocean from that point of view, and you've got all this stuff going on in your life, and you're in a serious relationship, and he's talking about what's going on in his inner circle, and you're looking at that ocean. I don't know if you wouldn't just sit here and go, okay, so I'm leaving this ocean to go all the way across the country to make sure that, Myles Garrett doesn't put me on my ass twice in a season. You know what I mean? Like, this is considerable. Sounds like a guy who is, in fact, ready to lose what does appear or risk not having anymore the opportunity to play for a playoff franchise, you know, with Super Bowl aspirations and fellow future Hall of Famers on the other side of the ball to go and win a championship in a town that adores their team. And he's willing to risk not having that opportunity available anymore. And that could actually be an opportunity with a door closed 1 week from tonight if on the 21st overall pick, the Steelers choose Jackson Dart and go, we love him and we're going to go with him. And Mason Rudolph's our backup vet, and we hope you, Aaron, can figure out whatever's going on in your life that needs your attention. He's basically saying, "Go for it. If you need an answer now, make your choice." And then he'll be in a position of being around and having that in case of emergency break glass situation if somebody gets hurt in the summer. And in the meantime, he'll go to the American Century Championship and he'll just be Aaron Rodgers. And look at that ocean that I think he was looking at while he was talking to Pat. And as somebody who's been living here for 22 years, that's a pretty nice view.
Right. As someone who came from there to here,
yeah, right.
It's tough to leave.
Let me tell you something. When February rolls around, Rich, I miss it, but I don't really want to go back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, you know, we keep talking about the fugitive phrase of solving the mystery, and this is a pretty big piece. Mm-hmm. That If Rodgers is really telling the Steelers, I can't give you an answer now, and you have to go about your business, and I'll let you know when the answer is I'll play for you, and if you're still, you know, have a spot, I'll be there because I can make this commitment now to you. Then the Steelers might just go ahead and take Jackson Dart or Shador and just say, that's it. Wow.
He also had a lot of good stuff to say about working out with DK.
I'm sure.
I just got the feeling, man. I really do. Just from the little bit that I was able to listen to, that I think I when I think he's going to be a Steeler.
Well, I mean, you can't.
I got the other impression.
The impression I got is that, you know, and again, I'm just reading quotes and hearing sound bites because, you know, I was hosting this show during the conversation.
Chris and I were doing double duty.
You know, if there's anything that he has to be leaning towards retiring because he's willing to let the best remaining opportunity of a team willing to hand the entire reins over to him with a coaching staff that he respects, with weapons he's worked out with. He's willing to risk that door closing on him. So I'd imagine the Steelers aren't saying to him, take as much time as you want. Doesn't matter if we draft anybody. It's the job's yours. I don't think you can say that with certainty. Right? What if they draft Shador or Jackson Dart or Tyler Shuck or our first hour guest and Kyle McCord and they love him from jump and they're like, oh, he's in the building and this is what he's like and this is what he looks like and this is the opportunity we can have with him. Why are we going to tell him the job's not yours for at least 2 years? What if they use draft capital to go get the kid that they wanted? You know what I mean? Like, if you're Rodgers, you're running that risk.
True.
And if he's willing to risk it, then he's really not ready. And personally, I'd love to see him play because I think the Steelers in the AFC North playing the NFC North and the AFC East, that's good eats. I mean, you're talking about wanting to watch a future first ballot Hall of Famer try one last time here. With the Steelers and Mike Tomlin and DK Metcalf and George Pickens and TJ Watt, we assume that will all get handled. Come on now. That's just me. I'm not the one with that view in Malibu with everything else going on at age 41 that he's, you know, thinking about. So how does this affect the draft? Well, we'll find out, won't we? 1 week from tonight, won't we? Or 1 week from tomorrow night. Or they don't choose a quarterback, and really the runway is Rodgers to come to a decision.
Oh, that would be...
I don't know.
Pretty big risk. Pretty big gamble to not...
What, to go into the season with Mason Rudolph? And you get another vet that's possible? I don't know.
Yeah,
or you trade for Cousins? That's when you call up Atlanta? That's entirely possible. That's entirely possible.
True.
Wouldn't that be wild that Arthur Smith... tries to win a Super Bowl with
Reunited.
Atlanta's quarterback. So, and then there's the way things ended. Oh my goodness. When Aaron Rodgers had a conversation with the new Aaron in New Jersey, the new HC of the NYJ, Aaron Glenn, and the Jets, you know, send out a statement that they're moving on. And that was in advance of the new league year. And it, you know, there was some people saying, well, that's just doing Rodgers a favor because tweeting that out or putting out that statement means he's allowed to start talking to teams now and all that sort of business. And you know, he flew out to see the Jets. And therefore, there was a conversation that didn't, you know, go well, I guess. Well, the conversation didn't go well.
No.
As a matter of fact, that's Rodgers' terminology that he used. I'm looking at the feed of Rich Cimini, who covers the team for ESPN. Quote, unquote, that wasn't a good conversation, he told Pat about the Jets. And then he went into it. It does appear that Glenn told Rodgers there is no chance of him coming back to the Jets. Within seconds of them sitting down with each other. And as Rodgers said, he was shocked. Quote, I figured when I flew across the country on my own dime, quote unquote, that there would be a chat. He told Pat that Glenn left the room abruptly, came back with the new general manager, and they told him he was going in a different direction. And he intimated to Pat that this was something he thought that could have been delivered to him over the phone. Oh my God. He was told, quote unquote, 20 seconds into the meeting.
He
Seems like that's a phone call.
Or pay for the flight.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't.
I'm sure it was
private, in first class aviation. Seat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a chunk of change, yep. But that quote unquote there wasn't an ample amount of respect in that meeting. Wow. Not as Samini wrote, not surprised, he says, based on what he learned about the Jets over 2 years. OMG.
Rich, he said that he had told his pilots, he goes, listen, guys, go get yourself something to eat, get comfortable, maybe get a drink. Might be here for a while. And it wasn't even close to being there for a while.
Why would they make him fly all the way across the country to tell him to his face, you're not welcome here anymore? And if you're putting everything together, right, that the owner wanted to bench him after four games last year, right? Why wouldn't you just say, it's clearly just Aaron, stay on the West Coast. We're done here. Why would you make him come all the way across the country to do that sort of thing?
That was his question.
I don't know, to prove a point? What do we... To make sure he doesn't really think that there's any chance? Like, we just want to save you the trouble, Aaron. Certainly since we see, you know, you're out there on the ocean, you got your Snuggie, whatever he's got around him, you know. What's the point of that? Now, listen, I
don't know.
As you know, I thought moving on from Rodgers is the best thing for a new regime, to just basically say it is a new slate. Everything that happened the last 2 years clearly didn't work out. And we're not going to come in here and try and run it back one more time. We're just not. We're not. Because he's got a new way of doing things, and they went ahead and they got a young guy, young Turk, In Justin Fields. I don't mind that at all either. I think that is a smart move. You're paying him $20 million per. That is half the freight of the low end of what you pay a quarterback in his mid-30s now. Just take a look at Geno's contract. And you're saying to your young locker room, we're going to have a contemporary of yours. Give it a whirl. As a matter of fact, Garrett, you kind of know the kid we're bringing in because you balled out together at college. And hey, Sauce, there's Justin Fields. Like, it makes total sense. That's a smart maneuver. I don't know. The way Rodgers tells it, it's just a head scratch. Like, just tell the guy, like, you know, where it's not working out here anymore. He is clearly not happy the way things ended with the Jets, which is, again, another reason why you sit here and you go, why wouldn't you try one last? Like, let's get one last palate cleanser. You go into Pittsburgh. You know they'll tell you if things aren't working out to stay home.
Right.
Right? You know if things work out, you got a new place where you'll never have to pay for a meal again. You know... It might erase what happened. You know you get to play against the Jets. You know you get to play against the entire division that you played against your entire career. You get one last Auld Lang Syne run through the NFC North. You know you're going to be front and center on national television. And you know it's your last best shot if you want to keep playing, which deep down I think he still wants to do, if I may have the temerity even think about what he's thinking. But then you hear, I'm 41, I've got a serious relationship, stuff's going on, S is real for a lot of people I care about, and I'm not ready to commit right now, and if they need to go, then go with someone else. Man. That's the update on Aaron Rodgers.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This episode is brought to you by Chevy Silverado. When it's time for you to ditch the blacktop and head off-road, do it in a truck that says no to nothing. The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss. Get the rugged capability of its Z71 suspension and 2-inch factory lift. Plus, impressive torque and towing capacity thanks to an available Duramax 3-liter turbo diesel engine. Where other trucks call it quits, you'll just be getting started. Visit Chevy.com to learn more.
The latest episode, newest episode, episode 5 of Women's Sports Now is out right here on Roku. Here are the ladies, Susie Schuster, Sarah Tiana, Renee Montgomery, and Colleen Wolf, chopping it up about the WNBA draft.
Guys, the WNBA draft was on Monday, and it averaged 1.25 million viewers, the second most watch of all WNBA drafts, which is really exciting. We knew that this was going to happen, but Colleen peaking at 1.46, and a lot of people came in to see who was that top pick.
Ooh.
I think we knew who it was going to be.
Well, it was not a surprise at all. Paige Beckers goes number one overall to Dallas. I loved after she got drafted when she was like, actually, I like Tex-Mex better than barbecue, because she was asked in like the pregame show for ESPN, just a rapid fire succession of questions. And it was, you know, which one, barbecue or Tex-Mex? She's like, I wasn't really familiar with Tex-Mex, like the term. She will be now that she's going to Dallas. But it was such a fun night to watch.
I mean, it's crazy because this is kind of like, I'm one of those people that I believe you can speak it into existence.
Absolutely.
And so she has a clip where she talked about, man, my hope was to win a national title, get drafted number one. Things are going well for you, little Husky. I love to see it. But the thing for her is that sometimes when you're a rookie, you land on a team that is the worst, and you have to prepare your mind to be on the worst team ever, because that's how they got the number one pick. Mm-hmm. That's actually not going to be the case with Paige. She's going to a team that already has some dogs on there. Arike Ogunbowale, speaking of NCAA, she's going to be historic when it comes to NCAA with those shots that she hit to propel her team. But Paige is going to a city that, one, they just lost a star in Luka Doncic, and they're looking for something to grab onto. She's going to a city that is huge and booming. And then, by the way, they have new management, new everything, new drafting. So, I mean, for her, it's like, it's not a bad life, Paige. Like, it could be worse. Like, even if you compare to Wemby, where he went to a team, they struggle. I really think Dallas is a team that she's going to be able to be her authentic self and not have to do too much, which is the best for an athlete.
Every single week, new episodes every single Thursday, the Roku original series with Hello Sunshine, Women's Sports Now, chopping it up, soccer and other sports. It's not just about hoops, although right now, coming off the NCAA tournament and the WNBA and the WNBA tipping off, it's going to be a little basketball heavy, but only sports show on TV like it. Check it out every single Thursday. Right here on Roku. So there's all of that. Sarah does her Miller Lite Spotlight, which is awesome. I mean, she speaks to it's kind of like Faces in the Crowd, where she, you know, the old Sports Illustrated feature where she just talks to some athletes at a different level than I guess one would say.
Yeah, she's having a lot of fun talking to all these athletes. It's really cool. It's really cool fun.
Hockey
really
players, like gymnasts, all very good.
They sound amazing.
Well, that's a very Del Tufo thing to say.
You know, that's what I thought. Man. Should I say that?
You were quiet the whole show, and you chose to pat yourself on the back.
Mike would have said the exact same thing. So
absolutely.
That's what I was channeling.
You're learning from.
Yes, Jay, they sound amazing. They do. Would Women's Sports Now be without you working the faders? You know, that's what we were saying the other day.
Yeah, that's what we were saying.
Is that better?
Thank you.
Very good.
Okay. Hug it out.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. We're just talking about women's sports now. The latest episode is available on Roku. Everybody check it out every single Thursday. The latest one is out right now. So you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's no way that they learned anything new with Rodgers, right?
No, definitely not.
I think everything that we just heard, they've been aware of.
I mean, he said it himself. He's talking to Tomlin all the time, so I'm sure they're up to date on whatever's going on.
You're the Pittsburgh Steelers, though. What do you think? What are you talking about behind closed doors?
You're
right now
drafting a quarterback at 21.
Don't you think?
Absolutely. I would be stunned if they don't take a QB. Whether it's Dart or if Shador drops, I'd be shocked.
What if there's a QB there that they're not high on? Do you just take a quarterback just to take him?
That's a good question.
Yeah, you need bodies in the building.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to pass up a position,
you don't have a two.
But there's a lot of quarterbacks out there, and if you're going to pass up a position that could potentially help you, just to grab a quarterback for the sake of having drafted one, I don't know if that's the best, you know, thing to do either.
I'm just trying to see here.
You know what I mean? Like you could be passing up a guy who, you know, has potential to be a starter day one for you.
There's nobody sitting at home right now, I don't think.
Quarterbacks, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan Tannehill is kind of the only one. We don't know if he wants to keep playing.
Dude, he's 2 years removed.
He didn't play last year, correct?
Yeah. I think Cousins is going to be kind
That's the one.
He's going to be the one that kind
That's
of
the one.
Moves some stuff around.
That's the one. Like, you know, nobody's jumping at it, right? Unless Cleveland does, but Cleveland just got Flacco and Pickett.
Yeah, I think they're out of it.
Carson Wentz, I think, is a free agent still.
Yeah, but that you're not doing that. Not the way, certainly the way he looked in the final game of the year. I mean, it was brutal.
True.
With all due respect, I should have front loaded it.
And I put up a poll at Rich Eisen Show if you want to chime in. Rodgers in 2025, retired, playing for the Steelers, playing somewhere else.
You could go through the draft and not let this situation force your hand, right? Let's just say Dart is sitting on the board or Shador is sitting on the board, 21st overall, and you really aren't into either one of them. You can let that go, even though you don't have a two because you have a wide receiver. You just paid $30 million plus a year to go higher.
Who I would imagine
wants Aaron Rodgers.
Chose to be traded to Pittsburgh because he thought Rodgers was going to be there.
No, I think he accepted the amount of money that the Pittsburgh Steelers were going to give him. Sir. You know. To use the phrase from Don Draper, if he's like, you know, why did I come here? Mm-hmm. The answer is that's what the money is for. All right. So there's that.
Kate Hudson said that same line in Running Point.
But the Steelers can absolutely sit back, not take the quarterback in this year's draft, come out of the draft and say, Rodgers, the floor is still yours. And knowing that the Falcons are most likely not going to move on from Kirk Cousins, who is clearly going to keep chafing where he is and would 1,000,000% be ready to take the Steelers job if that's what they want to do. That is an option.
Rich Tekathon has the Steelers picking Jalen Milroe in the third.
And then they could do that too.
There you go.
You know, then they could do that too. But this is the world we currently live in, 1 week before the draft.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.